Today on Commuter Bible, we cover three kings of Judah who are faithful to the Lord. Almost. It's 2 Chronicles chapters 25 through 27 and Psalm 107. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. In our last episode, we considered the life of King Joash, who begins well, but in the end abandons the temple of the Lord and is assassinated. The next three kings come from his line. Amaziah begins well, but inexplicably turns to worship the idols of those he has defeated, and soon thereafter becomes overconfident. Amaziah's son, Uzziah, also begins well, but he too becomes overconfident and acts unfaithfully by offering incense in the Lord's temple, a role that is reserved only for priests. Finally, Jotham's reign is pretty quiet, as he did not waver in obeying the Lord. 2 Chronicles, chapters 25 through 27. Amaziah became king when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoaddan. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, but not wholeheartedly. As soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, he executed his servants who had killed his father, the king. However, he did not put their children to death, because, as it is written in the law, in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, "Fathers are not to die because of children, and children are not to die because of fathers, but each one will die for his own sin." Then Amaziah gathered Judah and assembled them according to ancestral families, according to commanders of thousands, and according to commanders of hundreds. He numbered those 20 years old or more for all Judah and Benjamin. He found there to be 300,000 fit young men who could serve in the army, bearing spear and shield. Then, for 7,500 pounds of silver, he hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel. However, a man of God came to him and said, "King, do not let Israel's army go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, all the Ephraimites. But if you go with them, do it. Be strong for battle. But God will make you stumble before the enemy, for God has the power to help or to make one stumble." Then Amaziah said to the man of God, "What should I do about the 7,500 pounds of silver I gave to Israel's division?" The man of God replied, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." So Amaziah released the division that came to him from Ephraim to go home. But they got very angry with Judah and returned home in a fierce rage. Amaziah strengthened his position and led his people to the Salt Valley. He struck down 10,000 Syrites, and the Judahites captured 10,000 alive. They took them to the top of a cliff, where they threw them off, and all of them were dashed to pieces. As for the men of the division that Amaziah sent back, so they would not go with him into battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-horon, struck down 3,000 of their people, and took a great deal of plunder. After Amaziah came from the attack on the Edomites, he brought the gods of the Syrites and set them up as his gods. He worshipped before them and burned incense to them. So the Lord's anger was against Amaziah, and he sent a prophet to him who said, "Why have you set up a people's gods that could not rescue their own people from you?" While he was still speaking to him, the king asked, "Have we made you the king's counselor? Stop! Why should you lose your life? So the prophet stopped, but he said, I know that God intends to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my advice. King Amaziah of Judah took counsel and sent word to Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, and challenged him. Come, let's meet face to face. King Jehoash of Israel sent word to King Amaziah of Judah, saying, The thistle in Lebanon sent a message to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son as a wife. Then a wild animal in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You have said, Look, I have defeated Edom, and you have become overconfident that you will get glory. Now stay at home. Why stir up such trouble so that you fall and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen, for this turn of events was from God, in order to hand them over to their enemies, because they went after the gods of Edom. So King Jehoash of Israel advanced. He and King Amaziah of Judah met face to face at Beth Shemesh that belonged to Judah. Judah was routed before Israel, and each man fled to his own tent. King Jehoash of Israel captured Judah's King Amaziah, son of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh. Then Jehoash took him to Jerusalem and broke down 200 yards of Jerusalem's wall from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. He took all the gold, silver, all the utensils that were found with Obed-Edom in God's temple, the treasuries of the king's palace, and the hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, lived 15 years after the death of Israel's king Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign, from beginning to end, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. From the time Amaziah turned from following the Lord, a conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. However, men were sent after him to Lachish, and they put him to death there. They carried him back on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. After Amaziah the king rested with his fathers, Uzziah rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God throughout the lifetime of Zechariah, the teacher of the fear of God. During the time that he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Uzziah went out to wage war against the Philistines, and he tore down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod. Then he built cities in the vicinity of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, the Arabs that live in Gurbaal, and the Maonites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah and his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for God made him very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, the valley gate, and the corner buttress, and he fortified them. Since he had many cattle, both in the Judean foothills and the plain, he built towers in the desert and dug many wells. And since he was a lover of the soil, he had farmers and vine dressers in the hills and in the fertile lands. Uzziah had an army equipped for combat that went out to war by division according to their assignments, as recorded by Jeiel, the court secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer under the authority of Hananiah, one of the king's commanders. The total number of family heads was 2,600 valiant warriors. Under their authority was an army of 307,500 equipped for combat, a powerful force to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided the entire army with shields, spears, helmets, armor, bows, and slingstones. He made skillfully designed devices in Jerusalem to shoot arrows and catapult large stones for use on the towers and on the corners. So his fame spread even to distant places, for he was wondrously helped until he became strong. But when he became strong, he grew arrogant, and it led to his own destruction. He acted unfaithfully against the Lord his God by going into the Lord's sanctuary to burn incense on the incense altar. The priest Azariah, along with 80 brave priests of the Lord, went in after him. They took their stand against King Uzziah and said, "Uzziah, you have no right to offer incense to the Lord. Only the consecrated priests, the descendants of Aaron, have the right to offer incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have acted unfaithfully. You will not receive honor from the Lord God." Uzziah, with a fire pan in his hand to offer incense, was enraged. But when he became enraged with the priests, in the presence of the priests, in the Lord's temple beside the altar of incense, a skin disease broke out on his forehead. Then Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests turned to him and saw that he was diseased on his forehead. They rushed him out of there. He himself also hurried to get out because the Lord had afflicted him. So King Uzziah was diseased to the time of his death. He lived in quarantine with a serious skin disease and was excluded from access to the Lord's temple, while his son Jotham was over the king's household, governing the people of the land. Now, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, wrote about the rest of the events of Uzziah's reign, from beginning to end. Uzziah rested with his fathers, and he was buried with his fathers in the burial ground of the king's cemetery. For they said, "He has a skin disease." His son Jotham became king in his place. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Uzziah had done. In addition, he didn't enter the Lord's sanctuary, but the people still behaved corruptly. Jotham built the upper gate of the Lord's temple, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. He also built cities in the hill country of Judah and fortresses and towers in the forests. He waged war against the king of the Ammonites. He overpowered the Ammonites, and that year they gave him 7,500 pounds of silver, 500,000 bushels of wheat, and 50,000 bushels of barley. they paid him the same in the second and third years. So Jotham strengthened his position because he did not waver in obeying the Lord his God. As for the rest of the events of Jotham's reign, along with all his wars and his ways, note that they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. His son Ahaz became king in his place. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the power of the foe and has gathered them from the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desolate wilderness, finding no way to a city where they could live. They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits failed within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He rescued them from their distress. He led them by the right path to go to a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has satisfied the thirsty and filled the hungry with good things. Others sat in darkness and gloom, prisoners in cruel chains, because they rebelled against God's commands and despised the counsel of the Most High. He broke their spirits with hard labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and gloom and broke their chains apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. For he has broken down the bronze gates and cut through the iron bars. Fools suffered affliction because of their rebellious ways and their iniquities. They loathed all food and came near the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and announce his works with shouts of joy. Others went to sea in ships, conducting trade on the vast water. They saw the Lord's works, his wondrous works in the deep. He spoke and raised a stormy wind that stirred up the waves of the sea, rising up to the sky, sinking down to the depths, their courage melting away in anguish. They reeled and staggered like a drunkard, and all their skill was useless. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced when the waves grew quiet. Then he guided them to the harbor they longed for. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all humanity. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turns rivers into desert, springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into salty wasteland because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into a pool, dry land into springs. He causes the hungry to settle there, and they establish a city where they can live. They sow fields and plant vineyards that yield a fruitful harvest. He blesses them, and they multiply greatly. He does not let their livestock decrease. When they are diminished and are humbled by cruel oppression and sorrow, he pours contempt on nobles and makes them wander in a trackless wasteland. But he lifts the needy out of their suffering and makes their families multiply like flocks. The upright see it and rejoice, and all injustice shuts its mouth. Let whoever is wise pay attention to these things and consider the Lord's acts of faithful love. The goal of Commuter Bible is to make the entirety of the Bible more accessible to people on the go. In a world where so many opinions, voices, and personalities call for our attention and demand that we listen, we need the objective truths of God's Word to shape our understanding so that we can discern the difference between truth and falsehood. One of the ways you can help spread the word is to follow us on Facebook and share podcast posts on your own feed. Let's get more scripture in more places for more people to get more of God's Word. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.